Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming this morning. And if this is your first time at Oasis, if you would please just raise your hand and let an usher bring you a card. And we just want to thank you for coming today. I am Pastor Sharon, and Pastor Rock, my partner, my husband, is not here this morning. He has been in an attack with a stomach virus, so keep your pastor in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So I was hit with it a couple of days ago, and I was so kind to pass it along to him. So, glory to God. This is what I get now. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor and I usually start out as neighbor looking time, but I'm going to skip right over neighbor looking time. And I thank each and every one of you for being here today. Amen. And I know that you always come in hungry. You always come in ready to receive something from God. Amen. And God has always got something just for you. God is so awesome and so wonderful in power that He can divide His word to each and every individual person. Amen. So He has a word just for you this morning. So be ready to receive what God has for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The title of my message this morning is The God Who Goes Before You. Praise God, we have a God that goes before us, don't we? Amen. Hallelujah. Now in Proverbs 29 and 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So how many of you know that the Word of God is God's vision? This is God's vision for His people. And so sometimes we have to just keep that, well, all the time, every day, all the time, 7 days a week. We have to keep the vision before us. We have to have the vision coming in our ears and going in our eyes and coming out of our mouth. And so God wants us to take hold of His vision, what He has for His people. See, the world will tell us what we have. The world will tell us the way things are. The world will tell us how bad things are going to be. But God's word is good news, amen? And God's word is for you. See, you are set apart. You're no longer in the world, amen? Well, I mean, you're in the world, but you're no longer of the world, amen? You are set apart from the world and what the world says about you, amen? Because you are who the word says you are. Glory to God. Now, Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now God's plans are always good. His plans are always to prosper you. Praise God. And to give you hope and to give you a future. So God's plan or God's vision for you this morning is for good, for you to prosper and to have good and good things to be in your life and have a blessed future. Now, I had shared a couple of weeks ago about the prophecy that the Lord had given Jerry Savelle for 2018. On a Wednesday night, I'd share that with him, and I want to share that with you this morning too. So his prophecy says, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. You know, sometimes we have to hear something over and over and over and over before we actually get it. We hear it, but it's out here somewhere, and then we have all these things distracting us that cause us not to look at what God said. Uh-huh. Amen? And so this is what God wants for us. If you will do this, say it continually and continually and continually until we get it. It's never been more important than right now for God's people to flourish in every area of their lives. Amen. Everybody say flourish. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest. For all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. And in God's word, he does promise that we will flourish. His people will flourish. And then it goes on to say, I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. I love that, don't you? See, let me say that again. Just in case it slipped by, I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them. God is going to do the enabling, amen? All we have to do is be loyal to Him. Hallelujah. He will enable them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. The greatest. Not just a little bit more. Not just a little tad more. But he said the greatest breakthroughs that you have ever experienced before. This church, I can say right now, is experiencing greater breakthroughs than it ever has before. And it's going to continue to get greater and greater and greater. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that is for the church of Jesus Christ. Not just Oasis, but for the church. Not just for the pastors, but for each and every one of God's children. You are the church this morning, so that is for you. It says, rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now. And they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I am still the God that keeps covenant. Now you've got covenant with God this morning because you have asked Jesus Christ into your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. That makes you covenant with God. So the promises of God are yours this morning. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to Him, saith the Lord. So let's just reach up our hands. Let's just lift up our voice and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because He has got good things in store. Amen. He has got greater things in store for His church. He has flourishing in store for you today. Amen. He has flourishing for you in your body, in your mind, in your finances, on your job, in your family, in your children. He has flourishing, amen. Flourishing spiritually, amen. Flourishing in every area of your life. That's God's plan for you. That's God's vision for you. Amen. You will say, it doesn't look like I'm flourishing. It looks like all hell is broken loose against me. Well, the enemy is the enemy. But God is God. And the Word of God is the same no matter what tries to come against you. Amen. You are victorious. You are the victor. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah 45, verse 2 in the NIV, New International Version, says, I will go before you. Glory to God. God is going before you. And I will level the mountains. He will level the mountains on our behalf. He is going before us. Now all this stuff's going on over here, trying to get our focus off who our God is and what our God can do and what He says He's going to do for us. Amen. I will go before you and I will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. Glory to God. Now you might be going through some things in your life right now that looks like mountains. Looks like there ain't no way. God, where are you? But God says it's His plan. It's His plan. It's His plan to flourish, for you to flourish, amen, in every area of your life. Glory to God. Now let's turn to Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, are you a whosoever this morning? That whosoever shall say, everybody say, say.
Say.
Let's say it again.
Say.
Say it one more time.
Say.
Amen. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Are you dealing with a mountain this morning? What does the Word of God say about it? It says, say unto the mountain. Say unto this mountain this morning, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. Well, God, you just don't know how long I've been saying. I've been saying till I'm just so tired of saying. Well, the devil's not tired of talking.
Amen.
Amen. So as long as he's got the boldness to talk to you and to lie to you and tell you a bunch of junk, you just have the nerve and the boldness and the gumption to just go keep on talking the Word of God to him. Be thou removed. Be thou cast in the sea. Get out of this place, devil. Get out of my family, devil. Get off of my job, devil. Get out of my finances, devil. Get out of my home, devil. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Sometimes we have to speak. You know, I'm a very quiet, reserved person, as y'all can tell this morning. I am anyway. But when it comes to battling and warring against the enemy, you can't be quiet. You can't be reserved. Hallelujah. You have to throw a temper tantrum with the enemy. You have to throw a temper tantrum with that mountain. And you have to stand firm with it. How long do I have to stand, Pastor Sharon? Until that mountain is gone. Hallelujah. Till it is gone. Glory to God. Manifestation comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell that mountain, God said, this is my year to flourish. Hallelujah. So you just got to get on out of the way. Because I'm flourishing. But don't look like you're flourishing. Look at what's going on in your family. No, I'm flourishing. I am. God said it. That settles it. Amen. So be it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep standing on the promises. Hallelujah. Keep believing. Bonnie taught a message not too long ago about believing and receiving. And that sounds so minute that we miss it. Believe and receive. See, we've got to determine, first of all, that we agree with the Word. And when we agree with the Word, amen, then we believe the Word. If we don't agree with it, we don't believe it. Isn't that the truth? Amen. So we agree with the Word. We believe the Word. and we receive the word. Receiving is like an explosion on the inside. That is for me. It's like a light bulb goes off. Amen. It's like a revelation comes into your spirit, man. Not just out here somewhere, but it gets on the inside. I receive it. And when you get it in your receiver, can't nobody take it away from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you receive it, then it starts coming out of your mouth. You start speaking the word. You start speaking what God has promised you is yours. Amen. So first we agree. We believe. We receive and we speak. We speak to the mountain and we speak what God's promises has said to us. Praise God. And when you speak the word of God, God goes to work. Yes. Amen. God comes on the scene and he is able to level that mountain that you've been facing in your life. He's able to come on the scene and just explode that mountain to pieces. Amen. Hallelujah. And when God shows up on the scene, God knows how to level mountains, amen. He knows how to just explode them right off of the face of the universe, amen. And that mountain you've been struggling to climb over, that's been so hard, all of a sudden it's level. And you're just walking right through that ground. Amen. Hallelujah. You're just walking right through it. It's not hard. It's not a struggle. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory. I like it when it's not a struggle. Don't you? Level ground. Hallelujah. God will use his dunamis power. Dunamis power. Amen. That dunamis power to level that mountain. Satan has no power against God's dunamis power this morning. Amen. Dunamis means dynamite. Hallelujah. He uses his dynamite power. It means strength. It means ability. He uses his ability to just level those mountains down. They're not even a molehill anymore. No, it's flat, level ground. There's not even a little bump in the road. It's smooth. It's smooth sailing right on over that land. Amen. Glory to God. God will cause your life to flourish. So get ready, amen, for God's dunamis power to show up. Get ready for an explosion of God's power coming on the scene and moving that mountain out of your way. Hallelujah. God will cause you to flourish. Flourishing means to thrive, prosper, prevail, triumph, win, excel. Hallelujah. You are a winner this morning. You are a winner this morning. You are triumphant this morning. There's nothing that can hold you back except for being fearful, doubtful, and unbelieving. But I know this morning, you are Oasis people, and you are full of faith. Amen. You are believers this morning. You believe the word of God. You have God all in your life. Amen. So we are victorious this morning. We are more than conquerors this morning. Hallelujah. Isaiah 45 and 3, verse 3 in the NIV. Says, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord. Amen. Yeah. So that you may know that He is the Lord. Glory to God. See, not only, you're not only going to know it, everybody around you is going to know it was God. when he comes on the scene, when he turns a situation around, when he changes that loved one, amen, when he provides that financial need that you have, whatever it is this morning, amen, all will know it was God. Hallelujah. God is about to move on your behalf today, amen, in such a way that the enemy will say, I didn't see that coming. Where did that come from? How did that happen? Well, it was God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God Almighty. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. I want to say that again in the NIV. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now, God has a plan for you this year. He didn't leave you dangling out there in 2017. Saying, well, I hope that they have a good plan. They have a good plan for 2018. No, God has got a plan for you for 2018. Hallelujah. God's plan, and part of that plan for you is to flourish. Amen. God's plan for you is to flourish in 2018. Hallelujah. God has got greater in store for you. He's got greater victories in store for you. God has greater opportunities in store for you. Hallelujah. God has greater blessings in store for you. God has greater breakthroughs in store for you. Hallelujah. God is the God of greater. Hallelujah. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Let's turn to Isaiah 45, if you're not already there. Isaiah 45 and verse 2 says, I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. Have there been anything in your life that just seemed like it was so strong, it was like a gate of bronze? Or it was like a bar made of iron that you just couldn't seem to cut through. You just couldn't seem to break through. But God says, amen, that this is the time. Hallelujah. He will do it. He will do it. Hallelujah. What have I got to do, God? I've got to be faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. I've just got to be faithful to my God. I've got to still believe. Just keep on believing that my God is on my side. Hallelujah. And He's working on my behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe there's been things you haven't been able to overcome. Hallelujah. But God. Everybody say, but God. God is more powerful than anything that could hold you back. Oh, yes, He is. I've been there and I've done that. I've struggled in the past and thought, I can't get over this. I can't get through this. I try and I try and I try and I try. But God is so good. Hallelujah. God is so merciful. He is so gracious. Hallelujah. He's patient with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He doesn't work like man does. Hallelujah. He has a greater way. Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for our God. Glory. So just give your heart to Him. That's the first thing. Just give your heart to Him. Yes, the enemy's going to come in. And he's going to try to tell you, you ain't got nothing. You ain't nobody. And you ain't going nowhere. But he's a liar and the father of lies. Hallelujah. Just keep walking with God. Just keep talking with God. Amen. And let this year be your year of breakthrough. Glory to God. Don't even listen to those condemning voices. Yeah. That's the devil. That's the enemy. Amen. And every time the enemy tries to put condemnation on you, tries to put guilt on you, say, no, I am a born again child of God, and the blood of Jesus Christ covers me, and the blood of Jesus Christ makes me righteous through Him. He's the God who goes before you. And the God who goes before you will make a way where there seems to be no way. It's the truth. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. You know, God has a million ways that He can bring it to you. He has a million ways that He can bring you out. He can deliver you out of the enemy's hands. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua 24. And I'm just going to lay a little foundation. In this chapter, the Israelites were up against seven nations. And these seven nations were stronger than them. They were bigger than them. They were better trained than them. And they had greater weapons than them. That didn't make a good battle, did it? It looked like in the natural that there was no way that they were going to win this thing. It looked like they were under, defeated, kicked, beaten in the natural. But they didn't go before this battle in the natural. See, that's what happens to us so many times. We get in fear or worry or frustration and get under pressure, and we forget to go in this battle with the Lord. Amen. So these seven nations coming up against Israel. But Israel had a secret weapon. And that secret weapon nobody could come up against. That was God Almighty. He was on their side. Amen. He was on their side. And guess what? God is on your side this morning. No matter what it looks like. You might think, well, I feel like it's seven great, strong, mighty nations coming against me right now. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Let's read verses 12 and 13. Now, this is what happened when the Israelites went to God for help. You would think that God would send something so humongous, so great and strong to defeat these seven mighty nations. But this is what God sent. Now I sent the hornet. God sent the hornet to defeat seven nations? What? God, are you kidding me? And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. But the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted, not do you eat. Hallelujah. That sounds like a victory to me, amen. That sounds like a God that has a way where there seems to be no way. Glory to God. You might be thinking this morning, oh my goodness, what would hornets do to seven nations? You know, we look at our situation sometimes and we think, well, Lord, it would take all the tanks in the world. It would take the Navy SEALs. It would take all the military in the world to defeat the battles that I'm going through. Well, God might just send a hornet. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. God can defeat your enemy this morning. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're facing, God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But God has the right way to defeat the enemy coming against you this morning. He has the perfect way to defeat the enemy coming against you today. There's no battle too great for our God. There's no foe that He can't handle. Hallelujah. There is no enemy so strong that God can't defeat them. If God is for you, who can be against you? God is on your side this morning. Hallelujah. God is with you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've got a little bit more, but I'm going to stop because Pastor always stops at 12. So. Praise God. Give him a hand clap this morning. He's good. He's mighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2018, you, the church, will flourish. You will flourish in your body. You will flourish in your home. You will flourish on your job. You will flourish in your mind. Amen. Your children will flourish. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But is it just going to fall on me? I have got to stand on the Word. I have got to believe it. I've got to agree with the Word. I've got to believe it. I've got to receive it. I've got to speak it. Amen. And that mountain will move. Glory. Give Him praise this morning. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.